I've played on every special teams my whole career, so I'm familiar with every single one of them.
Block. I mean, I'm not a returner, though, right? You're a blocker, tackler?
Yeah, blocking, tackling, all types of stuff. I could return. I returned in college, too, so, you know, I could play pretty much any special teams.
Kicks or punts?
Both.
Mm-hmm. So it's been a while since you kick returned?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it has. Kick return, I mostly did blocking out in San Diego, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you work on any defensive practice squad? What was it like against Philip Rivers? Did
you
ever have to?
Oh, yeah. We, you know, spent 6 years out there. You know, yeah. I played against him a lot. So he's a great quarterback. And he was a great teammate. And I had a lot of fun out there with those guys.
But, I mean, just in terms of learning, I mean, just to
yeah, he definitely makes
a guy like that.
He definitely makes you better. You know, he's anytime you face a quarterback that's a great quarterback, it makes you better as a player. So, you know, being able to compete against him for so many years, you know, definitely helped me grow and learn as a football player.
Imagine every team does things differently. So when you came here, what stood out to you about the way things are done here?
You know, I mean, not really comparing, but, you know, we work hard here. You know, we go out to practice and work hard and try to get better. And I think that's what, you know, makes this team such a great team is their work ethic. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do now, build a foundation and get better every day and focus on right now. Just focus on football and getting better and just, you know, putting the work in.
What have you noticed about Tavon Wilson in the short time that you've been around him?
Yeah, I don't know. It's early. I mean, we still got a lot of football left to play, so. You guys can. He's in that locker room if you guys want to talk to him.
You've been trained well. I know you, it's been a few years, but obviously here you never lose that undrafted thing when mm-hmm. you come into the league. And this team's, like half the team last year was undrafted guys. Mm-hmm. Have you got a vibe of that yet at all?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I think that's the NFL nowadays, too. You know, you get a lot of undrafted guys that make rosters. I mean, there's so many football players out there. You know, all I know is that I come in, I try to work as hard as I can and be smart on the football field and learn things and just give it my all. And, you know, chips fall where they fall.
I know you're not a teammate of his anymore, but he's a guy I covered in high school. I'm just curious about what kind of relationship or influence Jack says he had on you.
Yeah, me and Jack were good buddies. He's a great guy, great friend, great teammate, and, you know, it was a lot of fun to be out there with him.
Anything in particular you might have learned from him?
Learn from him? I don't know. I don't think he knows too much about defensive back, you know, being a lineman. But, you know, he was just a great locker room guy to be around and, you know, always had a smile on his face, always had a way of cheering guys up, and he was a great friend. Cool. All right, guys.